My name is Braden Judge. I am 15 years old. Today is November 27, 2017, and I'm speaking with
Natasha Swaby,
who is my mother. We are recording this interview in Wylie, Texas. Tell me a favorite memory of me.
My favorite memory of Braden.
Tell me a favorite memory of me.
My favorite memory of Braden is the day I came home from Iraq. I got off the plane and I saw him for the first time after a year and a half.
Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
Predominantly, I played a lot of sports. So I was a cheerleader, powerlifter, played softball. I was on a softball team that went to Worlds, and we got ninth in the world. I pretty much like to do anything outside. Back in the day, we used to actually play outside. We played football, basketball, and play tag. Anything, riding bikes, anything to do outside. Anything sports related. I was super smart. I really, really enjoyed school. I was very academically advanced. I was top 10% of my class in high school. It was National Honor Society. So anything to do with school and sports, it was pretty much me until I joined the military when I was 18.
Can you tell me about your grandparents or your great-grandparents?
My parents were police and fire, and they were both military. They met in the military. My great-grandfather was in the military. He was in the Navy. I would believe he was in the Korean War. So predominantly a good portion of my family is military or police and fire. We're a small family, but we're very close.
Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences on your life?
That's easy. That would have to be my mom and dad. I followed in my father's footsteps through military and as a police officer, which I did the military. I was in the Army. Also a police officer in Dallas. Both my parents taught me structure, taught me how to manage money, taught me how to stand up for myself, taught me how, to be on time, to be professional. Things that, they took care of me. They disciplined me, but they loved me and took care of me and provided for me. And I couldn't ask for anything else.
What advice would you give to your teenage self?
Study harder. Do everything that is presented to you in high school because you can never go back. Go to your prom. Go to homecoming. Enjoy being a kid because once you're an adult, you have to pay bills, got to take care of kids, and it's not as fun. You can't wait to grow up as a kid, but when you become an adult, you can't wait to get younger.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
By far, my happiest memory is when both of my kids were born. You can't relive that day, but nobody can take it away from you.
Do you have any regrets?
It's actually a hard question because you never want to actually regret anything because you are where you are today based upon how you lived your life. So I can't say I regret being married and divorced twice because I have two children out of each of those situations, but I do wish I would have waited until I was older to have kids and get married. But I regret not doing some of the things in high school that I was talking about before. I didn't go to my senior prom. I didn't do a lot of things in school that you can't get back. So I just wish I would have been a kid.
What was I like as a child?
You're actually very calm. I used to get compliments all the time on how quiet and calm you were, like in a restaurant. You were not a kid I ever had to really discipline. You listen for the most part. You're very respectful. You're probably a reason I wanted to have more kids because you were just too easy.
Can you tell me about one of your least happy memories of me?
The memory that I can say that is the hardest is the day I left to go to Iraq, knowing I was leaving you here for the next year and a half and not getting to see you was probably the hardest thing I've ever had to do.
How has being a parent changed you?
It definitely makes you mature. You learn that certain things that you thought were important before are no longer important. You know, hanging out with your kids, making memories. You know, you have to grow up. You have to pay the bills and you have to take care of them. But the most important thing is knowing that now you are responsible for another life and that you have to make the right decisions and, you know, they feed off of you. So you have to do the right thing so they do the right thing.
What are your wishes for me?
Of course, graduate high school. I would love for you to be in the top 10% of your class. I'd love for you to get an academic scholarship. But most importantly is going to college, enjoying college life, getting good grades, and actually taking on the profession that you love, not based upon money.
What is your best advice for raising kids?
Never be their friend, but their parent. Friendship comes along later. But teaching them everything that you need to teach them. Drugs, sex, how to be an adult, finances, all things of that nature. If you don't teach your kids, I don't expect you to learn.